Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Gopi Jana Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Jayo Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jayo Giri Varadhari Jayo Giri Varadhari Jaya Jayo Yashoda Nandana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Braja Janaranjana Jayo Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। साम वेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 23। अहम् पुरातीत भवे भवं मुने दास्यास्तु कस्याश्चन वेदवादिना निरूपितो बालक एव योगिनां श्रुश्रुषने प्रावृषि निर्विविक्षताम्। अहम् पुरातीत भवे भवं मुने दास्यास्तु कस्याश्चन वेदवादिनां निरूपितो बालक एव योगिनां शुश्रूषणे प्रावृषि निर्विविक्षताम्। अहं पुरातीत भवे भवं मुने दास्यास्तु कस्याश्चन वेदवादिनां निरूपितो बालक एव योगिनां शुश्रूषणे प्रावृषि निर्विविक्षताम्। अहम आई पुरा फॉर्मरली अतीत भवे इन द प्रीवियस मिलेनियम अभवम बिकेम मुने ओ मुनि दास्याह ऑफ द मेड सर्वेंट टू बट कस्याश्चन सर्टन वेदवादिनाम ऑफ द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ वेदांत निरूपितः एंगेज्ड बालकः boy servant, eva only, yoginam of the devotees, shushrushane in the service of, pravrishi during the 4 months of rainy season, nirvivikshatam living together. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O Muni, in the last millennium, I was born as the son of a certain maidservant engaged in the service of Brahmanas who were following the principles of Vedanta. When they were living together during the 4 months of the rainy season, I was engaged in their service, personal service. Purport. The wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narada Muni. He was the son of the most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated. Still, because his complete energy was engaged in the service of the Lord, he became an immortal sage. Such is the powerful action of devotional service. The living entities are the marginal energy of the Lord, and therefore they are meant for being properly utilized in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. When this is not done, one's situation is called Maya. Therefore, the illusions of Maya is at once dissipated as soon as one's full energy is converted in the service of the Lord instead of in sense enjoyment. From the personal example of Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that the service of the Lord begins with the service of Lord's bona fide servants. The Lord says that service of his servants is greater than his personal service. Service of his devotee is more valuable than the service of the Lord. One should therefore choose a bona fide servant of the Lord constantly engaged in his service. Accept such a servant as a spiritual master and engage himself in his service. Such a spiritual master is a transparent medium by which to visualize the Lord, who is beyond the conception of the material senses. By service of the bona fide spiritual master, the Lord consents to reveal himself in proportion to the service rendered. Utilization of the human energy in service of the Lord is the progressive path of salvation. The whole cosmic creation becomes at once identical with the Lord as soon as the service in relation with the Lord is rendered under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. The expert spiritual master knows the art of utilizing everything to glorify the Lord, and therefore under his guidance the whole world can be turned into the spiritual abode by the divine grace of Lord's servant. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshutarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are discussing from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in the beginning, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So, this is a very beautiful section going on in the Bhagavatam where Vyasadeva, he became despondent after writing all the scriptures. He started contemplating. Then he came to the conclusion, is it that I have not explained the principles of devotional service? Kimva Bhagavata Dharma Naprayan Nirupita. And then as he was contemplating, Narad Muni came and he chastised him heavily. Jugupsitam, in the beginning of this chapter, we heard all that very beautiful discussion between Narad Muni and Vyasadeva. He told the cause of dissatisfaction. You have not elaborately described the glories of Supreme Lord. And then Narad Muni revealed the importance of hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Leela. And after glorifying the process of bhakti, now from this verse onwards, he is giving a example to illustrate that there is no other cause of pure bhakti than the mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord. And all the other processes, austerity and all the other vratas and dan, they are not the cause of devotion. So to illustrate this, Narad Muni is telling his own personal account. So a living entity, when he comes in this world, he tries to enjoy, but ultimately he is kicked by material energy again and again and he suffers. Jayadutt Maharaj, he recounts that one time they were with Srila Prabhupada in the airport, and there was a devotee, small kid, devotee, toddler. So he just went some distance away, he left his mother's hand, and then he was looking around. So he went away and then he found that mother is not to be seen. So when this boy went away, then Prabhupada said, oh, he is very brave. He is leaving his mother and going away. Then after some time, he became a little afraid and he started crying. Then Prabhupada said, that is our position. So we wanted to become independent from Krishna, and now we are put into so much difficulty. So in this situation, only by the mercy of the devotees one can come back to this, to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada, he would say, when devotees asked, Srila Prabhupada, what was our qualification that we got this Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, you had no qualification. I made your qualification, So in the second chapter of this first canto, Suta Goswami, in response to the first and second question of the sages of Naimisharanya, what is the absolute good for people in general and what is the essence of all the scriptures? So in response to that, he described that bhakti is the absolute good and it is the essence of all the scriptures, and he described a series of verses glorifying bhakti, starting from Srushruso Shabdadhanasya, serving the great souls, and even before that, mercy of the great souls, Mahat Kripa, then Sadhu Seva. So this was the theoretical verses which were given, and this example of Narad Muni is a illustration of those section series of verses, how devotional service progresses through 14 stages starting from Mahat Kripa. So this is a very, very important, and Prabhupada is writing very nicely. He is describing how this glories of devotional service and glories of devotee, bhakti and bhakta, So Narad Muni, he spoke about his previous life in the seventh canto also, just previous to this life where he became a son of a maidservant. Before that, he was a Gandharva. There also, he started speaking in same words, Aham Pura Bhavam Kaschit Gandharva Upabarahanaha. So here, Aham Puratit Bhave. So there also it said, Aham Pura Bhavam Kaschit. So I was a Gandharva named Upabarahana. I was very beautiful, and therefore I was always surrounded by Apsaras and all the other beautiful women. Rupa Peshal Madhurya, he was so very attractive. And one time he was called by the Prajapatis to do Kirtan, you know. Because in Kirtan generally those who are good singers, and Gandharvas, they are good singers. So he was invited. Upabharana was invited, but Prabhupada writes, instead of singing the Kirtan, he started singing Bollywood songs, you know. So Chakravarti Thakur writes, he started glorifying the Devatas. So, and then as a result, the Prajapatis, they curse that you are behaving like a Shudra, you are glorifying, you are singing Bollywood songs in the Kirtan, so you become Shudra. So then he was born as this son of a maid servant. And there also he said, although I was born as a son of a maid servant, but by the mercy of the devotees, I became Narad Muni. Jai Gaur Bhakta Gan Gaur Yara Pran Sab Bhakta Mili More Deha Bhakti Dan. You know. So Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying all the devotees. They are qualified to give Krishna because they are having Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their heart. Mahat Kripa Vina Konak Janme Bhakti Nay Krishna Bhakti Dur Reho Samsar Nahushay. What to speak of Krishna Bhakti? One cannot even stop the cycle of birth and death and attain liberation. Impersonal liberation is also not possible if Bhakti is not there. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is glorifying the process of devotional service. The wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord is briefly described herein by Sri Narad Muni. So throughout Bhagavatam, devotional service is glorified in choicest words. That is the purpose why Srila Vyasadeva has written Bhagavatam. To glorify Bhakti, to glorify Bhakta and glorify Bhagavan. You know, on these three principal things are described in great detail. So it is described that Bhakti destroys the prarabdha karma completely. You know, yathagni susamiddharchi yat karoti edhamsi bhasmasat tatha madvishaya bhakti uddhave namsi krishnashah. Just like the fire burns wood completely to ashes, similarly devotional service can destroy the sins completely. In fact, in Bhagavatam, bhakti is compared to digestive fire in many places. And three reasons are given why bhakti is compared to digestive fire. First is, digestive fire is very specific. Although it is fire, it does not destroy the nutrients. It just destroys the unwanted things and absorbs the nutrients so that stomach can absorb. So bhakti systematically destroys the anarthas and it activates the spiritual senses. So jnana and all the other processes, they destroy the subtle body, but they are not qualified, they are not able to activate the spiritual senses. So only bhakti can do that. Bhakti can destroy the anarthas also and can activate the spiritual senses also. Secondly, devotional, just like digestive fire, takes time to digest. You know, it is not that you ate now and then within moments you are feeling hungry again. You know, it takes some time. And after a heavy feast, it takes long time to digest, you know. Similarly, when we practice devotional service, in due course of time, we get purified. And till that time, we have to be patient. Patiently tolerating the anarthas, tolerating the urges of the mind. And thirdly, one doesn't have to do anything extra to digest the food. You know, nobody does anything extra, abhi thoda sa, you know, you have to jump up and down so that, you know, food settles. No. Everything is happening automatically if the digestion is okay. So if the digestive fire is all right, then it automatically digests the food. You don't have to do anything extra. So in devotional service, one need not do any other thing to become free from the anarthas and conditionings. Jarayati ashuya kosham nigirnam analo yatha. Just like fire, digestive fire destroys everything and absorbs the nutrients. Person does not have to do anything else. Similarly, bhakti also purifies a person. What is the qualification to practice bhakti or devotional service. You know, so Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion, Upadesha and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes, attraction to Krishna is the only qualification to practice bhakti. Now somebody may think, how does one get that qualification? Attraction to Krishna, if that is a qualification, then how to attain that qualification? That happens only by the mercy of the devotees. Rahuganaita tapasanayati na chejaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasana jalagni suryai vinam hatpada rajobhishekam. You cannot attain devotional service by any other means than to get the mercy of the Lord. You know. So one time, Deen Dayadri Prabhu, he recalls that Prabhupada was in Kirtan in Los Angeles temple. Ecstatic Kirtan was going on. And in midst of this Kirtan, Prabhupada started laughing. So one devotee, he was amused to see Prabhupada laughing in midst of the Kirtan. So he went and asked, Prabhupada, why are you laughing? So Prabhupada said, I was laughing to see Narad Muni. So Narad Muni? Yes, Narad Muni was there. What was Narad Muni doing, Prabhupada? So Prabhupada said, he was also laughing. So he said, why was Narad Muni laughing? Because when he saw all these malechas and yavanas dancing in Kirtan, therefore he was laughing, you know. So that is the mercy of the devotees. They can convert anybody, you know. It does not matter what is the background. So in Madhurya Kadamini also, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur goes an elaborate, you know, analysis. Does an analysis of what is the cause of bhakti. So is pious activity cause of bhakti? If that is the case, then bhakti becomes dependent on pious activities. But that is not the case. Bhakti is completely independent. So pious activities is not the cause. Then is good fortune the cause of bhakti? Bhagya. If bhagya is the cause of bhakti, then it becomes unpredictable, you know. If somebody has a good bhagya, then he will get bhakti. That is also not the case. Is Supreme Lord's mercy the cause of bhakti? So we say, somebody may say, yes, that is the cause of bhakti. But he says, actually, if Supreme Lord's mercy is the cause of bhakti, then why is Lord partial? Why is not showing mercy to somebody and not to others? And you have to find the exact cause. What makes Lord merciful? So it is a tedious research work. That is also not possible. Because Lord is impartial. Then what is the cause of bhakti? Then he comes to the conclusion that bhakti impregnates the devotee's heart as a result of Krishna's causeless mercy. Okay, so the mercy of Krishna helps the devotee's heart to be impregnated by bhakti. So then why Krishna is not giving bhakti to everybody? Krishna says, Aham bhakta paradhino nahi asvatantra ivadvija sadhubhi grastridayam bhaktair bhakta janapriya. I am dependent on my devotees. Wherever my devotees, they want to sell me, I am sold. If devotees tell, okay Krishna, please give him devotion, Lord will give. So the single cause that attracts mercy of the Lord is bhakti, which permanently resides in pure devotee's heart. You know, so that is the cause of bhakti. So bhakti which is there in the heart of the pure devotees is the cause of bhakti. Yah kenapi ati bhagyena jati shaddhasya sevane nati sakto na vairagya bhak asyam adhikaryaso. So in the 11th canto, it also Krishna is telling to Uddhava, ati bhagyena, somehow by, you know, great fortune, extremely great fortune, somebody, when he comes in association of devotees, then his heart is impregnated by devotional service. So this is the only reason for bhakti, the association of devotees. And this attraction for, Prabhupada writes in that, in Nectar of Devotion, the attraction for Krishna consciousness in association with pure devotees is a sign of great fortune. You know, so only by the association of devotees one can come to Krishna. Mamanaradya dukkhartam kutumba saktamanasah satsangrahito martyo vriddha seva parichyuta. So four things make a person fortunate: the chance to serve the Lord, to identify that this life is not just meant to enjoy but to realize Krishna, to get the association of devotees and to serve the devotees, get a chance to serve the devotees. So these are the things which make us fortunate. But people, because they have forgotten Krishna, they have not understood the importance of Krishna consciousness, that's why they have become unfortunate. Srila Prabhupada was once on a morning walk, and he saw, as they were walking, Srila Prabhupada with all his disciples, a dead branch fell right in front of them. You know, sometimes it happens, right? In the Vrindavan garden also there is a tree. Sometimes a branch falls down because it is dead, it has become disconnected. So Prabhupada, when he saw that, he said, this is our modern society, dead, you know. Why are they dead? Because they have disconnected themselves from Krishna. So therefore, in this case, the four sages, they come. And actually, these four sages, it is described by one of the acharyas, that they were having the same disposition. They were all devoted to the Lord. They were singing. They were not Brahmavadis. They were devotees. As it will come later. Tatranuham Krishna Katha Pragayatam. They were singing Krishna Katha. So they were actually the four Kumaras in the last day of Brahma. So Aham Puratita. This is the last Kalpa story. So these four sages, they were four Kumaras and they became four Kumaras in this Kalpa. That's what the acharyas say. And therefore, when these four sages, they come, so the Brahmins, the devotees there, they called this boy, Narad Muni, and they engaged him in their service. And that's how, by the mercy of the devotees, he got the service of the devotees, you know. So that is the very rare fortune. Mayavam mama dhamasyapi syateva achyuta darshana riyamana kalanadya kvachit tarati kashchana. By some unimaginable great fortune, one can get the chance to practice devotional service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that there are three types of sukriti. Bhogonmukhi sukriti, mokshonmukhi sukriti and bhakti unmukhi sukriti. So if somebody does some pious activities like giving charity, digging wells, then he will get a chance to enjoy sense gratification. That is bhogonmukhi sukriti. Mokshonmukhi sukriti means if somebody has rendered, practiced jnana yoga in the past life, then he will get a chance to do the same and attain liberation. Mokshonmukhi sukriti. And there is bhakti unmukhi sukriti. That comes by the mercy of the devotees. When somebody unconsciously even appreciates anything related to Krishna, that is agyata sukriti. And when a devotee consciously goes into a life of a person and gives him some Krishna consciousness, that is a bhakti unmukhi sukriti. So that is the mercy of the devotees. Kona bhagya karo samsara shayonmukha hoye sadhusanga vina sadhusanga tabe Krishna rati upajay. Somehow by great mercy of the devotees, one can get the chance to serve Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, from the personal example of Sri Narad Muni in his previous birth, it is clear that the service of the Lord begins with the service of Lord's bona fide servants. The Lord says that service of his servants is greater than his personal service. Aradhananam sarvesham Vishnuraradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Lord Shiva is telling. So in the 15th chapter of this first canto, the story comes when Arjuna is remembering how Krishna helped them in all the situations because Krishna had departed. So Arjuna was very aggrieved. So he's remembering that how Krishna, he helped him to get this Gandiva, to get this chariot. And, you know, because there was a Khandava forest and Agni, he approached Krishna because he was suffering from indigestion. And there were some herbs in the forest. But Takshaka was staying in the forest and Indra, because he was friends with Takshaka, he was not allowing Agni to burn the forest. So Agni came to take help of Krishna and Arjuna. So Arjuna, he created a whole covering over the forest. And that's how Agni could burn. So Mayadana was also staying in the forest. So he came running to protect his life. He surrendered to Arjun. And then Arjuna, he gave his mercy. So when Arjuna gave mercy, so Krishna also became merciful. And Krishna told you, please do some service for Arjuna. Arjuna was not interested. Then Krishna said, okay, you make a very wonderful assembly for them. That's how he made Maya Sabha, where Duryodhan got bewildered. So in that, Prabhupada writes a very beautiful line. The process is that by the grace of devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained. And by the mercy of the Lord, a chance to serve the Lord's devotee is obtained. So this is a whole cycle. By the mercy of a devotee, grace of Lord is obtained. And by the grace of the Lord, service to the devotee is obtained. You know, so this is a whole cycle. So ultimately we have to take shelter of Krishna. And devotees, they are so very eager to bring all the fallen conditioned souls back to Krishna. You know, Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, he was recalling that in Mayapur, Prabhupada was there in 1977. He was very sick, had fever. And Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, he was massaging him. In the middle of the night, at 2 o'clock, Prabhupada woke up, you know. And he started speaking, these rascal scientists do not accept this. Go and preach them that we are not this body, we are soul. And proof is that the soul is transmigrating from one body to another and from youth to old age. Prabhupada was speaking philosophy at 2:30 in the morning in the middle of high fever, you know. And then after 15 minutes, he again went to sleep. So Prabhupada was actually, you know, dreaming about preaching. He was living for preaching, how to protect the conditioned souls. That is the hope for all of us, you know. That is the process of Krishna consciousness, mercy of the devotees. Nana bhaver bhaktajan hamsa chakra vakagan yate sabe kore na vihar. Krishna keli sumrinal yaha pai sarvakal bhakta hamsa karai ahar. So Kaviraj Goswami beautifully describes the activities of devotee and mercy of a devotee. He says the devotees, they are like hamsa and chakravak. They are like the swans and chakravak bird. And what they are doing? They are swimming in the river of Krishna Katha. And in this river, there are beautiful lotuses. And the swans, they are very interested, very much interested in eating the stem, soft stem of the lotus. So therefore they are enjoying that. Sei sarovare gaya hamsa chakra vaka haiya sada taha karaha vilas. Khandibe sakal dukha pai parama sukha anayase habe premolas. So devotees, they should go to that sarovar of Krishna Katha, where Krishna Katha is going on, Krishna Leela is going on. Sada taha karaha vilas. Always engage your mind in hearing these pastimes. What will happen? Khandibe samsara dukha pai ba parama sukha. All the material miseries will not experience. Miseries will come, but we will develop a right consciousness to deal with those miseries. That is the premollas, you know. And then devotees are not just happy in just enjoying themselves. They want to give that to others. So he says, Ei amrita nukshan sadhu mahanta meghagan vishwadhyane kare varishan tate phale amrita phal bhakta khaye nirantar tate sheshe jiyet jagajan. So the devotees, they are like the sadhu mahanta meghagan. They are like the cloud, full of water, you know. Sadhu Mahanta Meghagan, Vishwodhyane Kare Varishan, and in this garden of this world, they are showering the nectar, Amrita. And because Amrita is showering, what is growing? Tate Phale Amrita Phal, and Amrita Phal is growing. And then, Bhakta Khaye Nirantar, Bhakta, all the devotees, they are enjoying that beautiful, tasty, nectarian fruit of devotional service. पेट भर गया तो क्या करेंगे ताते शेषे जिए जगजन लो आप भी खाओ यू नो देन दे आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग सो दैट इज द प्रोसेस ऑफ कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस देयरफॉर व्हेन द डिवोटी शावर मर्सी एंड व्हेन आवर हार्ट इज फर्टाइल then immediately then the seed of bhakti will grow, just like in the case of Narad Muni. Within 4 months he came to the stage of prema, just like it is described about Raghunath Das Goswami also. Ya sarva lokaikamano bhiruchya saubhagya bhuka chidakrishta pachya tatrayamaropan tulya kalam ta prema shakhi phalavana tulya. So yes, sarva laukaika, Raghunath Das Goswami was pleasing to everyone. He pleased everybody by his behavior, by his character. Manobhiruchya, saubhagya bhu. He attained the highest limits of bhagya. Akrishta pachya. So what happened, his heart was so fertile that even without being plowed, when Haridas Thakur implanted the seed of devotion and it was watered by the service of the devotees, immediately ta prema shakhi phalavana tulya, immediately it became a full blown blossoming tree. So that is the glory of service to the devotees and mercy of the devotees. E amrit karpan yar sam nahian chitte kari sudrida vishwas. There is no other thing more than this. Chitte kari sudrida vishwas. This is a vishwas we have to develop. There is nothing more important in this world than to constantly practice this hearing Harikatha. Na pada kutark garte amedhya karkashavarte yate padile hoy sarvanash. Don't try to engage your mind in all the rubbish things which are available in the world. Kutark garte. Don't fall into all the logic and argument of the world, which is like kutarka, which is like a deep dark ditch, which will destroy our inclination to practice bhakti, So that is the process of Krishna consciousness. Hansdut Prabhu, he was recalling that how Brahmanand Prabhu, when he went to Macmillan, Prabhupada told, just go to Macmillan company. They may be interested. And he was thinking, Macmillan is such a big company. How they will get interested in our Bhagavad Gita? Nobody knows Swamiji. But still, because he admitted to what Srila Prabhupada was saying, unimaginable things happened. So Prabhupada himself said once, pure devotee doesn't do anything extraordinary, but extraordinary things take place all around him. So that is the wonderful process of devotional service. And so therefore what we have to do, just try to follow the instructions of the devotees, senior devotees, and miraculously, if we follow the instructions carefully with a sincere heart, miraculously our anarthas will also disappear. We may be wondering, kaise jayega, itne anartha hai, so much lust is there, anger is there, I don't know how many lifetimes it will take. But if we follow the process, serve the devotees, follow their instructions, then miraculously it may disappear by the mercy of the devotees. So therefore the devotional service is so very powerful and pure that does not depend on anything external. Only qualification to practice bhakti is you should be a human being. Nrimatrasya adhikarita. That's what Rupa Goswami is telling. Any human being can practice bhakti. Does not matter which caste, which race you are in. As Srila Prabhupada writes, that Narad Muni, he was a son of most insignificant parentage. He was not properly educated, but still he became immortal sage. So in this verse, actually, Narad Muni is not giving his father's name, his mother's name. So why he is not giving his father's name? So two reasons may be given. So one is, maybe he is not remembering because it is from the past kalpa, or his father was from a lower category. That's why he didn't mention the name of the father also. And his mother also was a very ordinary woman. That's why her name is also not mentioned by Narad Muni. So, Mahamaya Mataji, she is recalling that in one time, in one Pandal program, a very challenging man, he came up and asked, can you show me a miracle, Swamiji? So he was thinking that, Swamiji should produce some ash or something he should do. So Prabhupada, he soaped his hand towards all the disciples. 150 devotees were sitting, all Americans. So he said, this is my miracle. I have changed these malichas and yavanas into pure devotees. And all the devotees said, Jai Prabhupada, you know. So that is the mercy of the devotees. They can transform our lives. However insignificant, however, you know, powerful our anarthas may be. If we just stick to the process which is given by Krishna, by Guru, by Acharyas, by devotees, we can also get, you know, purified. Manye dana bijana rupa tapa shutaujas tejo prabhava balapaurusha buddhi yogaha naradhanaya hi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktya tutosh bhagavan gajayutha paye. So Lord is not pleased by any of the external things. Dhan, abhijan, rup, tapa, shruta, oja, all these things, they do not attract Krishna. Krishna is attracted only by devotional service. Only when devotees show mercy, as in this incident, Narad Muni is telling, there is no cause of bhakti other than the mercy of the devotees. The bhakti which is there in the heart of the devotees attracts Krishna. Otherwise, nothing else. Nalam dhujatvam devatvam rishitvam vasuratmaja preenanaya mukundasya navrittam na bahugyata na danam na tapo na ijya na shaucham na vratanicha priyate amalaya bhaktya. All the other qualifications, they matter nothing for Krishna. You are a high-born brahmana, you are a learned scholar, you are a demigod, you are a sage, you are a very expert in doing all the yajna, charity, whoever you may be. Do you have bhakti? Then you come. Otherwise, Krishna is not interested. You know. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, to prove this process of Krishna consciousness, it is such a great process, such a pure process, he engaged all the low-class people to establish the principles of devotional service. Sanyasi pandit ganera karite garvanash, niche shudra dwara karen dharmera prakash. He is using niche and shudra to elaborate and establish the principles of bhakti. Haridas dwara nam mahatmya prakash, sanatan dwara bhakti siddhanta vilas. So, Haridas Thakur was malecha, he made him namacharya. Sanatan Goswami, he wrote all the bhakti literatures. Shri Rupa Dwara Brajera Premarasa Leela Ki Bhujite Pare Gambhir Chaitanya Rakhela. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. To prove that bhakti is so great, I will use the lowest of the people, apparently lowest, although they are pure devotees. To establish the principles of bhakti, you know, that is the purity of bhakti. You know. In fact, all the other processes of self-realization, even jnana, even ashtanga, even karma, if bhakti is not there, then they will not give the result. All the other processes, they are dependent on bhakti. Bhakti is not dependent on any other process. Even if somebody is practicing jnana, as it is described, Shreya Shrutim Bhakti Mudasya Te Vibho Klishyantiye Kevala Bodhalabdaye Tesham Asau Kleshala Ivishishyate Nanya Dyathasthul Tushavaghatinam. If somebody is practicing this jnana marg, but he is not practicing bhakti, what is he doing? Beating the empty husks of rice. So that is the power of Krishna consciousness. But there is a disqualification to practice bhakti. So qualification is, we should have attraction for Krishna. How that will come? By mercy of the devotees. But what is a disqualification? You cannot practice bhakti if you have two things. Desire for bhukti and mukti. Bhukti mukti spriha yavat pishachi ridi vartate tavat bhakti sukhasyatra katham abhyudayo bhavait. If the witch of bhukti and mukti, the desire to enjoy this world or to get liberation, if that is there, then you cannot practice bhakti. So that is very, very important as a devotee. You know. So that is the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. And if so, we have to be eager to get this process, to get mercy of the devotees. For that, we have to keep hearing the glories of Krishna, glories of devotees. Vaishnava Katha and Krishna Katha, they are both equally important. That's why Bhagavatam is full of both. वैष्णव कथा एंड कृष्ण कथा. कृष्ण भक्ति सिद्धांत गण याते प्रफुल्ल पद्मवन तार मधुकरिया स्वादन प्रेम रस कुमुदवने प्रफुल्लित रात्रि दिने ताते चराओ मनोभृंगगन. सो अगेन एंड अगेन कविराज गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग व्हाई आर यू वेस्टिंग योर टाइम, जस्ट रोम इन दिस गार्डन ऑफ कृष्ण भक्ति सिद्धांत. सो मेनी ब्यूटिफुल फ्लावर्स आर ब्लूमिंग हेयर, जस्ट smell the fragrance of this flower. Why you are going and tasting and smelling all the garbage which is available in the world? Premarasa kumudvane prafullita ratri dine. This garden is always blooming, day also, night also. Please engage your mind in this harikatha. And that is the supreme benefit of devotional service. Anybody who comes to this process, Krishna gives the additional assurance, I will protect that devotee. I will protect the sincere devotee who is engaged. In fact, Prabhupada writes, in Nectar of Instruction, Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that one is forcibly dragged to success. So somebody may think, but Krishna never forces bhakti. So how to understand this? So as a few days back, this verse went, we discussed, heard, Navai jano jatu kathanchana vrajen. So Krishna, he gives such a flavor of bhakti that rasak graho, just like somebody is haunted by ghost, the devotee will be haunted by the ghost of rasa. So that is the power of Krishna consciousness. Krishna never forces, but he gives such a taste that devotee will never give up. Sei bhakt dhanya jena chhade prabhu charan, sei prabhu dhanya jena chhade nijajan. So that is the glory of Krishna consciousness, and that's what we have to always remember again and again. Vyasaki Prabhu was recalling that one devotee, one time he asked, Prabhupada was discussing on this verse, Apichet Suduracharo. So Vyasaki Prabhu asked, Srila Prabhupada, if it is accidental fall down, then we can understand. Krishna considers him saintly. What if it is a premeditated mistake? Jaan bujh ke galti ki hai. Accidentally mistake, okay, no problem. So how do we know if fall down is accidental or premeditated? So Prabhupada, he stopped walking. They were on a morning walk, and Prabhupada was discussing that. And Prabhupada said, if the devotee comes back, it is accidental. So that was the compassion of Srila Prabhupada. Even if a devotee bloops for 10, 20 years, we may be thinking, abhi gaya, he's gone. But if he comes back, Prabhupada, in the eyes of Prabhupada, it was accidental fall down. So that is how, Krishna and Krishna's devotees, they are so very merciful. And even if somebody does something accidental, some accidental sinful activity, Krishna purifies. Krishna in the heart of a devotee purifies that devotee. That is the wonderful nature of Krishna consciousness. And one more thing is, Krishna, even if a devotee does something little, Krishna thinks, wow, he has done so much. Kinchit karoti uru api yat swadattam surit kritam phalgu api bhuri kari mayopanitam prithukaika mushtim pratyagrahita priti yuto mahatma. Sudama is remembering after returns, oh, my Lord is so very great. Even if he gives something, such a great thing, but he thinks, I have not given much. And my devotee, he has given so much, although devotee gives even a little bit. So that is a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. And that's what we have to keep on remembering so that we can not get distracted and deviated from this process and put all the effort, realizing the glory and the power. Many times we may read and we may hear, but to realize this process, we have to pray intensely and sufficiently to the Lord. Then we will also experience this process of purification which Narad Muni is telling. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna.